Okay, we are in Maseches Tainis, the very bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Reish Lakish Omar, everybody with us? Okay, in these dapim, where there are many, many psukim that the Gemara quotes and interprets, I want to suggest, I'll just tell you what I do when there's a daf like that, because it's not easy to... If you really want to understand what the Gemara is saying, you have to understand what the Pasuk is saying, and be able to extrapolate how the Gemara is deriving a particular lesson from the Pasuk. And not all these psukim are familiar to us, so not all these psukim are ones that we know. So I will often make a list of the psukim and their translations, and then I'll keep it next to me. And this way, when you read through the Gemara, you'll be able to understand. And obviously, if you could look up the psukim and see them in context, then it becomes much easier to understand all these different psukim. And the Gemara is now they have the Torah Or HaShalem, which brings down the entire pasuk. I don't have that in the Gemara that I'm using at this moment, but it is a helpful tool. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar. So Reish Lakish says, Im Ra'isa Talmud Shelimudo Kasha Alav Kebarzel. If you see a Talmud who finds his learning is Kasha Alav Kebarzel, he's struggling a lot. Says Rashi, Shekasha Hulo Mirov Kushios, Bishvil Mishnaso Shenis Sudur. Says the Gemara, he has a lot of questions. That's what Kasha Alav. It's very hard for him, a lot of questions. He's not chapping, doesn't understand what's going on. Kasha Alav Kebarzel, Bishvil Mishnaso Sheena Sedura Alav. Says the Gemara, that is because his learning is not Sedura Alav. It's not organized. It's not put together. Rashi explains that if you begin the process of learning with the Mishnayos, and you understand the fundamentals, and you understand all of the concepts that underlie the debates and the discussions of the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, and then the Achronim, so then you're going to be able to comprehend what's going on. You do it step by step, stage by stage. What many of us do when we learn, you go straight to the bottom line, so then it's very difficult sometimes to understand the context, to understand all the yedios involved, to understand all the fundamentals. So says the Gemara, before you get frustrated that you're having trouble understanding, so you go to a shir, and you're listening to the rabbi go on, and the chakiras, and the back and forth, and the tosis, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't understand any of this. You know, maybe I'm not capable of understanding learning at such an advanced level. Often that's not true. Often it's just that you didn't start the story from the beginning. You go back, you start with the pasuk and chumash, and you move forward with all these different things. I remember when I was in the YU Kollel one year and we were learning Maseches Nida. And parts of Maseches Nida are very, very intricate in terms of the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And we were going back and forth with our Chakiras and learning the Tosafot and going all over. And at one point I realized that I just pashut, I did not understand even the basics of basics. I'm just trying to extrapolate everything from the Rashis on the Gemara. And I remember going up to Rav Schechter in the front of the room with a chumash and sitting down and asking him, can you please just explain to me the basics and the fundamentals and the yedios of Tumah V'Tahara as it relates to these Gemaras? I'm just so confused, and I think it's just because I'm not getting the... And we sat there, sat with me for like 20 minutes, literally like a 6th grade Rebbe, and outlined the whole thing. And from there, everything made sense, and everything became very clear very quickly. So She'ena Sedura Alav. Sometimes it doesn't make sense because it's not organized. It's not organized for us. It used to be, the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos discussed, that first we would master Mikra, then we would master Mishnah, then we would master Gemara, and then we would go on, and therefore there was a progression where you got the foundations. And in fact, some of the schools in Eretz Yisrael, Zilberstein, right? Go back to that original approach.
Yeah, you won't get the high
school. Today, correct. Today, that's not really what we do. And I remember reading, and I think it was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's biography, when he was talking about, even in the earlier, you know, even in the last 50 years, where, okay, they didn't go straight to Shas, to the poskim before mastering at least Shas and the Gemara, but now, you know, kid comes home in seventh grade, and some Rebbe's giving him a ketos, and you're trying to understand, like, what's going on here. Right? So, there are reasons for that. There are reasons why that is, very unhelpful, and there are reasons why that's helpful. We live in a different generation, and our need to stimulate the students is different, and there's no question that if all we taught them was Mishnayos, until they mastered Mishnayos, We would lose a lot of them for various reasons. So that's there are reasons why it's good. There are reasons why it's bad. There are ways to deal with it, but it's not for now. She'en shadur lov shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hu lo, v'hu to him lo. He does not have, meaning he does not understand. Panim kilkal, that he has distorted. He has been makalkil. What is panim? What is facing him? Meaning what comes first? And that's what it means. Shein sedura biyado. You haven't sedura love. It's not organized. You haven't gotten the fundamentals. Maitakante. So what's the fix? So this says the Gemara. Yarbe be yeshiva. So you should invest yourself more in learning and with more talmidim, with more chaverim, so that you can understand what you're doing. Shenemar, as it says, v'chelim yigbar v'yisron. That he should be strengthened, he should be yigbar, bechelim, with the legions, bechelim yigbar, he should be strengthened with the legions. Then the pasuk says, v'yisron hechshir chachma. And there is an advantage, there is a yisron, there is something greater for somebody who is hechshir chachma, who has a more, fundamental wisdom. So the Gemara says, kol shekein im mishnasa.